really confessing some, you know, darker aspects of his psychological makeup. You know, that was definitely, I think, saw more in his previous band Pitchfork, where he was just the singer for. But here, with this band in particular, he really started learning to play guitar. And the transition from Drive Like Jehu's debut to this is incredible. Gang Crime is definitely one of those classic albums of the 1990s. And it's funny that the band may have, in their own way, created the genre math rock, even though they completely disavowed it. In fact, some have even pinpointed the song we're about to play as being the origin for what gave that genre its name. We're going to hear New Math from Drive Like Jehu's Yank Crime before hearing a number of tracks from Hot Snakes and this tribute to the singer-songwriter Rick Froberg, who passed away on June 30th.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam. And we just came back there from a set of music in tribute to Rick Froberg, who is a musician that's recently passed away that is beloved by many and has been making music since the 90s.
Yeah,
different bands.
He has such a diverse output too. Even though he's known for having these very like aggressive guitar bands, like the ways that they manifested throughout the different groups. When you go back to the original outfit he was in with Pitchfork, but then later on with Drive Like Jehu, it's such a huge difference. And then what would happen later on with Hot Snakes and Obits. And we didn't even cover all the bands he was in this block. We really just focused on Hot Snakes and Drive Like Jehu. If you enjoy the music of Rick Froberg, you're going to be hearing some more of his compositions later on. But just an incredible singer, songwriter, guitarist who had this lacerating style of shredding his vocal cords when he was singing. And not in a way that came across as being hackneyed or came across as being like trying too hard. It felt authentic, and I think that's the thing I always liked about Froberg. Whether he's doing a song that's humorous or is very much laying out something on the table about something he's feeling or some injustice he sees, there's always this sense of urgency and sincerity in his vocals, and there always has been. And that's something that always drove me to any outfit that he was a part of.
Yeah, he always did something interesting, and every band was a little different. Hot Snakes... we were trying to talk about, well, what's the difference really between Hot Snakes and maybe Drive Like Jehu, and there's definitely a difference in the guitar, and I guess the music maybe was a little bit more garage punk oriented and it was more alternative. Mm-hmm. But the guitar work between him and also John Reese is part of what makes it so great in Hot Snakes. These bendy lines that intertwine with one another in between his very intense, as you mentioned, shredding vocals that are just so super honest, and a lot of the songs are just, some of them are funny, some of them are very poignant. It's just great. And Hot Snakes, we heard three tracks from. We heard something from their most recent. They reunited several years back, and they did a tour, and they put out this album called Jericho Sirens on Sub Pop Records, and we heard a track from that called Six Wave Hold Down. Prior to that, we heard a track from their first record, Automatic Midnight, in 2000. We heard the title track, Automatic Midnight. Then we heard a track from one of me and Adam's favorite Hot Snakes albums, Audit in Progress.
This was actually my introduction to Froberg. Even before hearing anything from Drive Like Jehu, this was the thing that I really cut my teeth with and really exposed me to the wealth of bands he was a part of. I love this. I love the satirical album cover. I love everything about this. The song itself, Plenty for All, is the closing track on that record. And I think it's a great place for people to start with Hot Snakes and Froberg's discography in general. Mm-hmm. Probably, for me, the penultimate, if not the absolute best record of his discography, actually belongs to Drive Like Jehu and their 1994 release, Yank Crime. Now, it's interesting because you brought up John Reese. He also was a member of Drive Like Jehu, and so you do hear those intertwining, almost elliptical guitar lines working in a very different way. As you said, yeah, very garage punk oriented in Hot Snakes, and then you had, we were reading reviews during the song break, and someone described it as prog punk, and while I don't quite like that description, in a way it fits because they were really experimenting with space, mm-hmm, with texture, in a way that I would actually say was closer to a band like Can or Noi rather than prog rock in any way. But definitely broadening the idea of what an underground or a punk band could do in the same vein that I think Swans did for punk and for underground music a decade earlier. Same thing with Sonic Youth, arguably also a decade earlier. I think Drive Like Jehu is part of that lineage, showing where guitar rock could go. And especially when you were hearing the stagnancy on radio where alternative rock, quote-unquote, was everywhere. But what was the alternative to that rock? Basically, it was this. Bands like Drive Like Jehu. From Yank Crime, from 1994, we heard New Math.
And we're going to be playing another set of tracks that he did with his band Obits a little later. This band kind of leaned more towards garage and surf stylings of music. And yeah, we're going to hear some tracks. We should also mention, Froberg was also a very talented graphic designer.
Oh, yes.
He did a lot of the artwork for the bands he was in. Not everyone, but a lot of them, and almost all of them. I believe he did all of Obits' graphic design for the album covers, and he definitely did the Audit in Progress cover, which I don't know, how would you describe the cover?
It looks like the pirate from the Zigzag packages holding, I think, some sort of cartoon cat, rubbing his stomach while a sentient soccer ball is about to attack them. I think that's the best description I could give, and I'm just sticking with that. You know, unfortunately, I can't see if he did the artwork for Yank Prime. I'm going to look into that. And
it's a similar drawing style, so maybe.
Yeah, I think when we come back for that next set where we feature Obits, we'll do a little bit of research and figure that out. But before we get into that music from Obits, what we're going to do is we're going to shift gears a little bit and highlight some other newer releases, but start off with Daniel Romano's Outfit, again, coinciding with what we were talking about earlier, the Higher Ground Festival, which is taking place at the end of July. You can buy tickets. It's about $50, I believe, for
3 days.
3 days. Yeah. Dozens of great bands, including Daniel Romano's Outfit, who is going to be there. They performed live in Windsor not too long ago. A fantastic performance. In fact, anytime I've seen them live, they tore the roof off of whatever venue they were playing. So they're always
definitely
great checking out.
Highly recommended. We're also going to hear some new music from Private Lives in this next set. It's a Montreal band that had an EP out a few years ago, so they have a full length. New music from Tough Age, music from The Particles, which is an obscure Australian post-punk band that has a new comp out. But we're going to get started with a track from Daniel Romano's Outfit, OK Wow, which is a live album they put out at the beginning of 2020. And we're going to hear the song, The Long Mirror of Time.
Down to drag it out.